This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Hi and welcome to Access All Areas here on FUBAR Radio. No, it's not Bobby Norris, it's me, Olivia Young, covering for Bobby Norris. Ellen is on her way, but don't worry, until she's here we have a jam-packed show. We will be talking to Meg Homer from the new series of I Kissed a Girl and Brandon Baker from the new series of The Circle. But first of all, I'm going to pass you over to Lottie for some showbiz news.
Hello, Olivia. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Oh, it's so good to see your face. I loved you on Big Brother. You were incredible. Let's talk showbiz news because we've got so much to talk about. It's been a busy week, but we want to start off with Justin and Hailey Bieber because they're having a baby. So, you know, everyone thought that these two were splitting up. There were so many rumours surrounding their breakup, their supposed breakup. But actually, here they are renewing their vows and expecting their first baby. So just as a bit of context, their video went viral as soon as they announced it last Thursday. It got something like 10.5 million likes, hundreds of thousands of comments. Personally, I don't know about you, I think they should have used the caption, baby, 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 like a song.
Baby, 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 baby,
come on.
That would have been so clever. Where's his PR team?
Literally, and I don't think they used it. Someone said to me they did, but I didn't see it anywhere. You know, we had so many big celebs liking it. Kim Kardashian commented, Kylie Jenner, J-Lo, the Beckham kids, Joe Wicks, you name a celeb, they were commenting on. Do you not think that's quite random?
Does Joe Wicks know Justin Bieber? Is he his PT?
They're really good pals. Yeah, is he his PT? You never know.
He helped him through lockdown too, guys.
But people had been calling it for months that, you know, there's speculation always with big celebrities, isn't there? Are they pregnant? You know, she'd worn quite a baggy outfit to Coachella. And then also she'd kind of done these like selfies. She wasn't really showing her body. So there was that speculation. She also skipped the Met Gala, which isn't very like Hailey. But yeah, there we go. She was looking amazing for the announcement as they renewed their vows. Justin wore a cap. What do we think of that for the vow renewal? Because I think it was a bit
very
like...
Very cash vibes.
They are quite like that though, aren't they?
Yeah. I suppose he's always had an interesting sense of
style, to say the least.
Yeah.
I know.
I suppose you, if it suits your vibe, go for it. Wouldn't be me, but each to their own.
Are you a Hailey and Justin fan?
No, I'm not. I'm a Selena Shepherd.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Do you know what? So
I'm back in 2009 or something like that.
No, don't be sorry.
But enjoy, like, the pregnancy bubble.
Yeah.
But I'm here. I'm Team Selena.
Team Selena too. I think they're going to have a beautiful baby though, aren't they? And actually, 100%. Reportedly, she's 6 months pregnant, which I was actually really astounded at because I feel like she's kept this a secret for a lot longer than I thought she had.
Oh, her.
So it's a summer Bieber baby en route, guys. It's a summer Bieber baby. Can't wait. But what we have to talk about is Eurovision. Just moving swiftly on. But it is a singing, I guess, link. Yep. Eurovision. I'm obsessed with this story. So Andy Murray had a viral reaction to Eurovision. So Eurovision was obviously on Saturday. The tennis player was astounded by Finland because apparently the Finnish performer was running around the stage naked, or supposedly looked like he was naked.
And
did you see it?
I actually am not a Eurovision stan, but I've seen the Twitter. So yes, interesting choice by Finland.
Well, let me read out what he said. So he took to X, formerly known as Twitter, and he wrote, "Is there a chap on stage with his Bobby out?" Right, you're not going to be happy with this. Bobby out of the Eurovision. Didn't expect to see that on BBC One.
To be fair, that's top class patter from Andy Murray.
Yeah.
Like, normally he's kind of like dull, but that was good banter from Andy Murray, so I'm shocked that he's even taken to X to say anything about
it. So random.
Didn't put him as a Eurovision watcher.
No, I didn't either, but I think it's so random, but it's got so many, like, this went
Everyone
viral.
I love it because he's used a bit of slang,
but this
so they're
is
seeing
it.
A bit of personality.
But this is it.
And normally he's like Durface.
What does it mean?
So Bobby means a man's
private part.
The top of a man's private part is Bobby.
I put you on the spot there.
My mum will be watching this like, Olivia, shut up.
But you're Scottish, so I was like, yes, I could ask her. But I think it was very obvious what it meant. Because, yeah the Finnish singer, he was wearing clothes, just to say he was wearing a small skin-coloured pair of briefs. But I mean, it was a very interesting act. Apparently,
Eurovision's always interesting.
So interesting. He ran around and hatched an egg made of jeans before making his way around the stage in his, you know, not-so-there attire. So it was one of those. Another moment I loved from Eurovision was, I didn't actually watch it. I know this is bad to say, but the winner, called Nemo, They were called out for an epic fail after winning because they smashed their trophy on the stage. I know.
On purpose? I know. No,
well, I don't
not.
Think so. But Graham Norton, just moments before, had shouted, "Don't break the trophy." It's like he preempted that it was going to happen. And then Nemo just smashed it.
One of those
it.
Moments, you know, when it's like with kids, when you're like,
yeah,
watch me
no,
go. Oh,
exactly, wait. Exactly. Yeah. And it was just one of those really awkward moments. And you just think, they probably don't care, do they? They just think,
no.
I've just won Eurovision. Why would I care about
I'm
anything like that?
All of you.
So have you never watched it?
No, I'm not a Eurovision watcher. I always just watch the best bits.
Yeah.
It is a long-winded comp.
It is a very long-winded competition. But, I mean, yeah, a lot of controversy with it this year.
I was out in the bar on Saturday
night.
Were
you?
I'll catch up on the Sunday on the sofa.
I was at Hindu, so I also
Fair
was like,
enough.
No, not for
Good
me.
Good excuse.
But one thing you might have watched, if you haven't, then where have you been living? Baby reindeer.
I've not watched it yet.
Olivia.
I have not watched it yet.
What?
I just feel like I am not one to follow like the trend of what everyone's watching.
I can see that.
Because everyone talks about it. Well, I did watch one day. But everyone talks about it so much. You kind of already know what to expect.
Yeah.
So I'm a bit like, oh, do I want to just be a sheep and
yes.
follow the trend.
Yes, you
no,
do.
I want to be a shepherd.
I want you to watch it,
set
though.
Set my own trend.
You
want
to be a shepherd. And I love that. I love that. But it is so good. But what we need to talk about is, I mean, you probably haven't watched this either because you wouldn't be interested in kind of all the stuff that, I don't know if you've seen all the stuff that's gone on since it kind of hit
yes,
Netflix.
Yes, I've seen all that. That's why I'm like, do I really need to watch it? Because I'm now following the real
life
story
exactly.
happening.
Again, watch the highlights. That's all you need to do.
Highlight you.
Piers Morgan obviously interviewed her, Fiona, the reported real-life baby mm-hmm. reindeer. Her name's Fiona Harvey. And he interviewed her last Friday. I want to say it was Thursday night. So she's now demanding £1 million for her interview after reportedly only receiving 250 quid. So, I mean, it's quite
funny.
The jump, right?
I'm not being funny. Like, you didn't star in the Netflix show. People just assumed it's you. If she's getting £1 million for that, then let's join the queue.
Well, exactly. I'll be interviewed by Piers.
Exactly.
Come on.
Piers, interview me till I'm blue in the face. Thank you very much.
Well, he's not happy with it because I think there was a bit of friction between the two of them during this interview. It just didn't go down well. It went down with us as the public because everybody loved watching it because
yeah.
I think millions and millions of people have watched this interview. And Piers has made, last time I checked, it was 250,000 from it because obviously he's making money from YouTube. So
yep,
as it gains traction, all of that kind of thing. But she's come out and said, "I want £1 million, Morgan." And it's like the front page of a newspaper. And he's put it up on his Instagram and said, as the caption, "No, Fiona, you want an agent." Because
I saw, we were talking about
did
that
you see
today.
That?
No, you want an agent. Someone get this woman an agent.
I know. What a comeback, though, from
Not
Piers.
Mine, because don't come from my
she's
work.
She's going to come for yours now, you know.
Yeah, she's got a Scottish accent, too. Pack your bags, Fiona. Is that her name?
That is yeah, Fiona Harvey's her name.
Get to.
So she's actually kind of done an interview. She's done a few interviews, but I think she spoke about this and reportedly said, "They offered me 250 and I was asked if that was what they paid everyone. If so, I wanted to see documentation to that effect. That has not been forthcoming and I've not signed a contract and I will be seeking more than a piddling 250. I'll settle for £1 million. Wouldn't we all, though?
She's already done it, though. Wouldn't it's in the past.
Well, this is the thing.
If the work's done, you can't
is
go
that
back.
It? Yeah.
You've done it now.
Well, that's
if you'd
it.
Said before you went on, maybe the stakes would have been higher.
She also said something that I'm not sure if we'll find that surprising, but she said, "Piers, you know, it wasn't very... a nice atmosphere." She said he didn't really say hello to her. He didn't really greet her. He could barely look at her. She said it was all a big act. Then she said, "I think Piers is ill," saying he was very pale and white as a sheet under the TV cameras.
She's coming for him. She wants his job. She doesn't want an agent. She wants his job.
We'll
now.
See her sitting there not too long, you know. Watch out. Okay, let's move on. BAFTAs, did you see the BAFTAs?
Yes, watched the BAFTAs.
Did you go to the BAFTAs?
No, I wasn't
oh,
invited.
Why? You would be amazing at the
I
BAFTAs.
I would have loved the BAFTAs, but it's cool. There's next year.
This is our call next year. Olivia needs to go to the BAFTAs, okay? We need you there. But Hannah, and I don't really know how to say her surname, which I feel really bad about. Hannah Waddingham, she's been branded.
See, I just said Waddingham.
Well, this is the thing.
That's the hard part.
This is the thing. I said that yesterday, and then someone was like, no. Hannah Waddingham has been branded an icon for her reaction to losing out on a BAFTA. So she basically didn't win. And you know how awkward it is when they're nominated and they lose and then it pans to them and it's just like, oh, I want to hide because like the celebrities always have a very strange reaction or they can't keep their cool. But she showed off how to really do it. So she was nominated for Hannah Waddingham Home for Christmas, but sadly lost. She lost to Strictly Come Dancing. And to celebrate, everyone loved this, it panned over to her. And she was actually in like a blink and you miss it moment. She was drinking from a hip flask on her hand.
I saw that.
Did you see
yes.
it? I saw it too. And I was like, what was is that?
I'm so confused. Was it in her hand or was it on her
it
wrist?
It was like on her. It was like kind of going across her hand. And it was amazing. And it was like she just took a shot. I was like, oh my God, what's she doing? You know, and you're like,
and
put it away.
Behind the camera's like, I'm gonna lose my job.
But actually, everyone absolutely loved it, and I think it's such a good idea because it kind of it distracts, doesn't it, from you? Because celebrities don't know what to do often, like actors with their faces when they lose an award. It's always a bit awkward. So good on her. I mean, that is obviously the way to do it. It's very iconic. How would you, if you lost on an award, what would you do?
I don't know, because I am very competitive.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I don't like to lose. But I feel like on national television, live, you've just got to be like...
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Smile and wave. Just clap.
So hard,
well done.
But you would just have to try and be gracious. Well,
exactly. That try and be gracious. I love that. And I was actually looking up kind of what some celebrities have done in the past when, you know, that it's gone viral. 50 Cent once took a lap around a stage when he lost an award. It was like a lap of anger. He was so annoyed. So he just did a lap of anger around the stage.
That's attention seeking.
That is such attention seeking.
That is like, don't look at the person who won, look at me, which I think I should have won.
But apparently it was literally around the stage, like, so everyone could see him.
No,
and people now call it doing a Kanye, don't they, because of everything that's happened. I thought he just got up for Taylor that time, you know, when he did that big speech. He's done it before.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
He should have gone, oh, that is so awkward.
So awkward.
Just sit down and make the next one a water.
I know. You made the next one of water. That's it. Okay, we're going to move on now to Britain's Got Talent. I mean, we've got so much showbiz to talk about, haven't we? Britain's Got Talent. I never normally watch. I don't know about you.
I used to.
Yeah.
But you know what? Why is everything like this always a Saturday night?
I know.
We're cocktails
out.
Are calling
we're
me
out.
On a Saturday.
That's it. We've got
Come
things
on,
to do.
Come on, it's summer. The beer gardens are open.
I know the viewership's going to go down and now it's summer, isn't it? But it's Amanda Holden basically pressed her golden buzzer and fans are not happy. And do you know what? I'm in agreement with them. I think she really wasted it. It was a Japanese impressionist, but he used his hair. So it looked like he had hair, right? He had his hair like this. And then suddenly he used his hair to make loads and loads of different shapes and characters, including like Simon Cowell's chest hair and Snoopy and all of that kind of thing. And she gave him the golden buzzer. And you just think, there are so many more worthy acts, in my opinion. It wasn't very
Maybe
funny.
Maybe she's just over it at this point. Maybe she's like, yeah, you can have this.
She's like, who cares?
I think the pressure mounts, though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
if the series
it really does.
Keeps going on,
yeah.
You still not used it, and you're waiting for that.
Well, that's
what
it.
What if it never comes?
Well, that's it, exactly.
So maybe she was like, have that one.
And do you know what? It is something unique, isn't it? It's a bit funny. It's a bit different.
It's different.
You know? But the only problem is, they after that had this blind couple, this married couple, and I mean, they were absolutely like, blow your socks off. Denise and Stefan, they were called. She sang Climb Every Mountain from The Sound of Music. And it was one of those, like, you know, Susan Boyle when she went on and everyone was like,
everyone was
what is
like,
going on?
Uh-huh.
It was one of those viral, incredible moments. And then no golden buzzer was pressed.
But that's
because,
obviously why they've done it. Because it might not have been that way round on the day.
That's true, because it's always like...
The power of editing,
yeah.
People. The power of editing.
Yeah.
Because it literally could have been
exactly.
Days. Well, I suppose it depends on what she's wearing.
Well, I didn't even check, but that is such a good point. Yeah, because sometimes you see them and you're like, you're in the exact same outfit.
But it could have been the other way round. Can actually skip past, and then after that blind couple, she thought, I didn't press it for them,
yeah.
So I got press it for this guy.
But people aren't happy. You know what they're also not happy about is there's loads of kind of chat, this Britain's Got Talent series. I'm sorry, I'm such a stan this series. I need to get out more. But there's lots of chat about kind of social media stars and like influencers being picked for the show. And people are saying it's not right. But then at the end of the day, so there was like this really cute singer, dancer, and he was this little boy called Trey. And he was so, so good. But then since he's been on it, everyone's discovered that he's got like, you know, nearly a million followers on TikTok and stuff. And people aren't happy. But I think at the end of the day, if he's got a talent, you know.
It's the world we live in.
It's the world we live in.
Unfortunately, if the casting team have met him, looked him up, and maybe he's used that in his application, like, I've amounted to this.
Yeah.
They need to think, what's going to draw people in to watch the show?
That is actually such a good point. And people will be like, he's on. I want to watch the show because of that. So, no, you're totally right. I think.
It works two ways. It worked for him.
It works both ways.
And it works for
them. Yeah, exactly.
So you've got to make it work.
Exactly. That's it. Do we have time for one more? We do have time for one more.
More showbiz.
I love it. I'm always happy to do more. Okay, so what I'm going to come with to you now, Shania Twain, I want you to tell me if you think this is a strange diet.
Go.
So she was doing a chat with The Sun and revealed her very strict diet while she was on tour. So she's currently doing kind of a Vegas residency, so in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
She's turning 60. She looks incredible, can I just say. She looks amazing. She like trains like an athlete. But she spoke out and she said, I'm an athlete, I have to breathe, I have to project, I have to pace everything. So as a result, she only drinks fluids all day after the show. So that means like even her food, she'll blend it up and take it in fluid form. So she won't like eat.
Like, no. See, you're I like, could drink smoothies, like fruit smoothies or protein shakes, but I couldn't blend up a bowl of macaroni cheese and call it a drink.
I know, but like, she does. She would. And it's and you know, she says that I'm vegetarian, I only eat veg proteins, I'll eat whatever. But she has to have her cup of tea or coffee every morning, which I don't blame her. I love that.
Yeah.
Just not the blended food.
No.
Just not the blended
food. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, I think we are coming up to a break now. So much showbiz. Woo! That was absolutely fabulous. We could gab for Britain there.
Yeah.
And we will come right back to you after the break with even more, and Ellen will be here.
Access All Areas continues next. FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
Joining me now is Millie Gooch, author and founder of Sober Girl Sobriety Society. I need to know what is so bad about dating sober.
I think it's just terrifying when it's something that you're not used to, because when I was drinking and dating, you know, like, you use it to calm your nerves, you use it for confidence, you rely on it. And I think that's the one thing I realised when I stopped drinking, is how much I really relied on alcohol. I was always kind of saying, you know, like, oh, I'm not dependent on it, but for my confidence I was really. But I also think there's so many benefits to it. Like, I used to go on so many dates when I was drinking, I'd be like, they are the one, and then I'd meet them a few weeks later sober and I'd be like, we've got nothing in common, what was going through my mind? I'd be like, oh, it was because I was drunk.
Access All Areas with Bobby Norris.
Harpreet, how are you, my love?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? It looks fun in there.
I want to talk about this because obviously you met your partner on The Apprentice. When did you start to get that feeling, I'm into him and this is more than just a banter or a friendship? Because it's a close environment being on a show like that, isn't it?
I really wish I could sit here and give loads of juicy gossip that actually we used to secretly meet in the laundry room on the show, but we didn't. And when I actually last spoke with yourselves, I think it was right after I'd won, we weren't even flirting, never mind dating. First time that I thought I actually fancied him was when I watched him on TV and I watched episode one. Hang on. You know, he's actually really good looking.
Politics Uncensored with Ali Milani.
And joining me in the studio, we have Deputy Leader of the Green Party, Zach Polanski. Zach, thank you so much for joining us. How are you keeping, Zach?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you?
So you're hoping for four MPs in the general. You think that's going to happen?
Yeah, that's absolutely the minimum at what we're
I don't want to be Piers Morgan here, but will you take out, I don't have £1,000, will you take a £100 bet with me that you'll get four MPs?
Well, I do everything in politics to talk about the harms of gambling. So for me to very place a bet on there would be pretty,
you know,
pretty horrendous.
Before we had you on, we discussed with the producers as to whether I should do the bet joke. And I said I would, because I had every faith that you would answer it in the way I expect a politician of any moral standing.
We should also talk about cryptocurrency, which also is very problematic.
Rishi, if you're listening, mate, that's how you answer a betting question.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
Hi guys, and welcome back to FUBAR Radio. It's Ellen Collin here. I finally made it. Woo!
She's back from doing a poo.
The longest poo in eternity. That's London for you, the trains. There was somebody on the track, apparently. So,
oh, for God's sake.
I know. Do you know what happens? And it's it's always when you're rushing to do something important. Like, it's never when you're on a chill shopping day.
Nope.
But anyway, do you know what? We digress, because we're very excited to be joined by Meg Homer. How are you?
I'm good.
So you were in the latest episode of I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah.
For those who haven't seen it, tell me, what's the premise of the show?
You are matched up with someone who the producers think is going to be your type. Walk around the corner, no hellos, nothing like that. You meet with a kiss.
like a full on tongue kiss?
You can go in with whatever kiss you want.
Can you just feel? Mm. Or do you just go for it?
In the moment, I was like, oh God, what if I don't like this girl? What if I don't want to kiss him? But I just went in.
So you can kiss whoever you want, or do you have to kiss like just one person?
That person that you're matched up with.
Okay.
So you meet
that. And that was, the first kiss was Amy.
Yeah.
Amy. But then you ended up in a little bit of a love
square. A little bit of a love square.
Spell the tea.
Yes, what happened?
Spell the tea.
What was that like?
God. I mean, you can tell from socials, people are loving Fiorenza. I fell for her straight away. He's one of them. She looked like a guy that I used to fancy when I was like in my teens.
Oh, wow.
So I instantly
In female form?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay.
We just want to know all
the juicy gossip. So do you was she more your type than Amy? Or there was also Eva in the mix?
Yeah. I've never gone for like a really mask girl like Fiorenza. Mm. So I thought, why not explore my type? I'll go for it. But I mean, she binned me off, so.
Oh no.
Never again. Thank you.
We're not going for the masks now. I'm done. Traumatised by them.
So are you still in contact with all these girls?
Yes, we're all in a big group chat. We all talk every day.
Oh
brilliant.
That.
Do you meet up and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. So what actually made you want to go on this show? Is this the first reality TV show that you've done?
It is, yes.
Okay.
I've had shit luck dating, right. I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I always get cheated on. People just don't want me. Mm. There's always someone better.
Do you date boys and girls?
I do, yes.
Okay, so I mean, the playing field is open for you.
I know. It totally is, because boys are for the bin.
Boys are for the bin, and I'm surprised to hear that you've been cheated a lot, because number one, you're stunning, but also
you could go either way. So you could cheat on by one sex, go with the other one.
There's literally
no hope. When you're getting cheated on by both, what are you meant to do?
That's it.
You're stuck then. What do you do
you
then?
You go on reality TV show.
Hopefully someone exactly. else matches me up with someone.
That's
it. So did you apply for the show because you were like open to love, or like?
I actually got casted.
Oh, did you?
So it was, casting agents were scouting through Instagram. Mm. I had three of them message me. So I thought, if three of them have messaged me, then
they obviously
really want you. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Did you have any doubts before going on the show?
Yes. What if I don't like that person that I'm going to kiss? Mm. Do I actually go in for the kiss? Do I do it? Do I not?
My mum always says you have to kiss a few frogs
before you find your prince.
That's very true.
Princess.
There
in that case. So yeah. I suppose, we call it disco winching at home, and I've disco winched a few interesting characters, but that's okay.
Disco winching.
A little kiss doesn't matter.
It's
the
just
grand
a kiss,
does it.
Yeah.
It might be on national TV, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much. We used to play this game. Now, this is awful. I don't know how I'm going to admit this, but we used to play a game back home in Ireland called Beat the Slapper. Oh. And literally, we would go to a nightclub and we have a game.
Try and get as many winches as you can.
How many kisses?
We used to do that.
I used to do that. Oh, we had like a little under 18s like club thing back in the day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you were like 14, you'd be going round just sharing all the saliva.
I think
you
got
just letting
eight
us
in
the house. Yeah. What are they called now? Gen Zs?
The Gen Zs. Oh, yeah. they won't be doing that.
What do you think they're doing? What are they doing? They must have leveled up from that.
They're like all meditating and giving up alcohol. Like nightclubs are closing down.
5K runs.
Can someone let us know what has replaced kiss? What is it? Beat the Slapper?
Beat the Slapper.
What is the new equivalent to Beat the Slapper in
yoga.
This day and age?
Yoga, probably.
5K run club. Thank you.
Exactly. Are you looking forward to the rest of the episodes coming out? Have you been watching it so far?
Yes, I've seen everything. Yeah. I've seen all the episodes.
Okay.
And you're in for a treat.
Really?
Yeah. It's so good. It's just so funny as well.
Is there anything that like got cut out of the show that you thought would stay in or be a storyline?
There's little bits and bobs, you know, like bits of conversations that didn't go in. The moment with me and Fiorenza on the terrace, there's a moment where she's like right in my face and she goes, why are you doing that triangle thing where you look at left eye, right eye to the mouth, you go around like that when you want to kiss someone.
Oh,
but that wasn't in.
I've never heard of that.
I'm doing it to you right now.
Left eye, right eye.
Mouth.
Middle.
Interesting.
We'll be over this table in a second.
So she was doing that to you or you were doing that to
her? We were both doing it to each other.
Okay.
Yeah. I have never heard of that in my life. I'm going to be on the watch out for anyone doing that. Why are you doing that triangle thing?
I'm going to be doing that to everyone now, just basic conversations. Like, stop it, stop it.
Be, like, talking
it
works about their morning.
Did you kiss?
It works though. Yeah, I got a kiss.
Oh my God.
Too right, sister.
Now, this is a right Bobby question. In spirit of Bobby not being here, did you go any further on the show? Are you allowed to go any further on the show beyond kissing?
You are allowed. They bring protection, anything you want.
Okay.
Even toys.
No way.
Yeah. If obviously some of the girls feel comfortable to do that, they can, but oh God, no. There was no way I was
totally
doing that.
Different
no.
Different dynamic.
No. That's crazy.
I'm so intrigued by that.
But obviously nothing of that would be shown.
No. Okay.
That's a BBC.
At least you can like rest assured that there's that.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
But I want to know. What was it like filming with Dannii Minogue?
Yeah.
That's what I want to know, because she looks,
she's
all
so hot.
The pictures on Instagram, she looks stunning.
She looks exactly the same in person. And I'll tell you what.
Does she look like a filter?
Yeah, it's like she's just got a filter over her.
That's why I imagine Maya Jama to be like on Love Island.
Yeah.
You know, when they all walk, when she walks in, they're like jaws drop.
Just
like
stunning.
That kind of vibe.
It is one of them. Everyone's like very much scared to say anything to her. They're like, hi.
You're real. Oh my God.
Hi.
So I presume all the girls fancy her then.
Oh God, yeah. Everyone's like drooling as she comes out.
I think that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's meant to be like, they're almost this kind of, what's the word, persona of like power when you walk in the house, and you're meant to be a bit like, she's here, that can't
Star
be good
struck
news.
Kind of a vibe.
It is one of them. Like, you don't know whether it's going to be good or whether it's going to be bad when she comes.
Because
we're always hoping for a party.
Right.
Do you see her often, or do you get to see her like off camera and chat to her and stuff?
A little bit, but not that much. Like, okay. after we've finished like filming something like dramatic, she's like, girls, are you okay? Do you need anything? Do you need some water or anything like that? Do you need to sit down? She very much loves us likes to look after us.
Interesting.
And did she follow you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Did she?
That's
she,
a major
She was actually hit. Spamming me the other day. She was going through everything and liking everything.
She's
like,
a fan.
I love it. Maybe.
Just
maybe
say
she's
going to
drop
Just
in the DMs.
It.
Hello.
Dannii, if you're listening, she's up for it. So are you going to do any other reality TV shows? Have you got the bug now?
Yes and no. It's one of them where like it's so enjoyable when you're doing it, and then you look back and I'm like, oh, it was a little bit tedious at times, just a lot of waiting around.
Yeah.
See, like you were saying, like when you finish filming something dramatic, I assume it's not staged, it's real relationships, real people, real things. But I suppose they kind of, right, okay, what was it you said there? Hold that thought, we're going to set up and we'll film this conversation.
It's
a bit more, kind of, not set up, but it's happening.
They're just going to get the angles right on the cameras. That's
See,
pretty much
I didn't
it.
Experience that. So, like, I don't have that kind of experience where I've done reality in that sense, where it's almost like, hang on, hold that thought, don't speak.
Pause there, don't say anything. Uh-huh, let me just set the camera up.
I can imagine
now
that being tedious. I understand that, to be fair.
Yeah, when you've got something you want to say to someone, and I'm just
and you
like,
you just want to say it, and they're like, don't move, stay.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not moving. Go. Okay.
I also heard that you're a fire breather.
I am, yeah.
That must be a great like talking point when you meet someone for the first time.
Yes, yeah, so I want your job.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, here we go.
Here we go. Jaws
are gonna drop.
So do you do like gigs and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I'm a fuel girl. We literally travel all around the world. We do Halloween Horror Nights at Orlando for Universal Studios as well.
Oh, amazing.
We
oh
do
my
things
God,
like that
is so cool.
Yeah, Masters of Dirt. We tour the world. We do all the tattoo conventions as well.
Oh my God, so cool. So that's your full-time job?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And your teeth are intact.
Yeah.
For now, I mean.
Jeez, how does that work? Like, talk us through it, because it looks, obviously it's not painful, you wouldn't be doing it, but it looks really painful when I see people do it.
It's quick. Like, if you're running a bit of fire up and down your arm, you're doing it quick. I mean, I've got no hairs.
Yeah.
But literally singes them straight off.
Well, that's one way to do it.
I'm so intrigued by this. I'm like,
same.
It's so, you've got to get it right.
Yeah.
If you get it wrong, it's going to go wrong. Are you going to set something on fire? Are you going to set your hair on fire? Eyelashes or anything?
Oh my God.
I singed my eyelashes a few times.
Has there been any like of your friends that do it or your colleagues? Has there any been accidents with it?
Not that I know of.
Okay, good.
We catch like the back of his wigs and stuff sometimes.
Right.
But we usually go on with like his hair wet.
Mm-hmm.
So it stops it going
on. Oh, right. Yeah, great. So see, like your piercings, do they ever like heat up with the heat of the flame or no?
No, because I don't have it near my face for too long.
Yeah.
If I'm holding it in my mouth for like a while, then this one does get a little bit hot.
So do you not put some, is it like there's something on it that stops it from burning your mouth? Or is it legit fire?
Legit fire.
Oh, that is crazy.
I want to listen.
I know. I'm just trying to think of what reality TV show you can do next that involves, like, you know, a talent like that.
I know, yeah. If anyone wants to follow
the life of a fire breather, like, go on a journey with you.
There
to
you
a
go.
Gig.
Or Britain's Got Talent or something.
Yeah, maybe you'd get the next golden buzzer.
There you go.
I can't imagine.
If you're listening, like, Simon, woo! She's here for it. She's ready.
And, did you watch the I Kissed the Boy?
I did, yeah.
Do you think I Kissed a Boy or I Kissed a Girl
is better?
I
mean, I Kissed a Girl, obviously. Love the boys, love the boys' pieces, but from what I've heard and what I've seen, we are literally like doubling numbers with it.
Wow, that's amazing. So like, obviously it's a very popular show, but I'm wondering, is there any blue ticks dropping into your DMs since it's really? Who? We need to know.
I've already said, I don't even know who they are.
What? Tell us their names. We might be able to figure it out.
I've recently become friends with Beth McCartney.
Okay.
She's a singer. She's a TikToker.
Ooh.
Yeah. Become friends with her. Quite a few TikTokers.
Right. And are the messages PC or are they flirty?
All the fine. Nothing flirty. Yes. Nothing flirty. Yes.
Sometimes it's just people like, hi, well done, thought you were great. Yeah. And you're like, that's disappointing, but thank you. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
But like, I think it's dead important that we're seeing I Kissed a Girl on our TV screens. And we celebrate now a lot more of the LGBTQ+ community. And we see so much now. And it's so much more invited into the media and like online PR TV. And we've seen I Kissed a Boy, but I do think this is kind of the first girl on girl romance show that's the first in the UK. Well, then there you go. Like, it is so important that everyone's seen. Totally. And I think like that'll probably be why it's doubling numbers, because for the first time the girls who like girls are like, hang on a minute.
Yeah,
like, we're doing this for us. We're doing it for the baby guys that are in the closet. They don't want to come out. They're stuck coming out.
Definitely.
Yeah, we've had a few people come out to us, like send us messages and
that's
say,
unreal.
You've like helped me come out to my parents, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
That's amazing.
Which is it's so heartwarming.
It's so good because it's normalizing now gay people. Because
we are like, normal.
Yeah, exactly.
Normalizing gay people.
There you go. But do you know the way back in the 90s? Well, you probably don't. You're too young. But like back in the 90s, the early noughties, people just saw gay relationships as this kind of like behind closed doors, gimp masks, like all this. But now they're seeing actually like relationships forming, conversations, you know, and then it's normalizing. Once you see it a lot, people will just be like, okay, this is normal. It's fine that my son, my daughter came out as gay. It's not as taboo anymore.
No, it's
so it's so important. It must feel amazing being part of something like that.
It feels surreal to be able to say, like, oh, I'm a part of this.
The very first one. It's so special, I'm sure.
Yeah,
literally.
Totally.
But it's like, even saying, like, you're saying people are telling you they've come out. I think that eventually the world will get to a point where it's not a case of coming out and saying, by the way, I'm not straight. I'm not what I'm expecting.
We need to be at that point.
Uh-huh. Mm. Do you know that way? Like, do you not think it's a sad day and age where you're still having to say, by the way, I don't like the opposite sex?
I know. Like, why does it matter?
Why,
it's so bizarre.
Why
is there
still a point where kids feel like they have to openly say?
I know.
Like, I think eventually we'll get to that point, and it's shows like this that are helping us carve the way for that to be achieved.
I hope so.
And I think it's so important.
Maybe someday we'll all have to come out as straight. That's like, Mom, I'm so sorry.
Now it's their turn.
Mom, I'm sorry. I like men.
Yeah, that'd be my kids.
You're straight? Oh, for God's sake. Yeah, you're like, oh, God, you should have told me sooner. You're not telling your father.
But what a fabulous time if that's the case.
Totally.
Too. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it'll be fabulous if we get to that point.
So true, so true. And so what's next for you then? What's coming up?
More fire gigs.
More fire gigs.
More jobs. I've got a few festivals.
Like Creamfields and that. That kind of aid?
Yeah, that kind of, like, quite big ones. Mm. Some of the girls are going to be at Radio 1 Big Weekend.
Oh, fun.
We're doing that. We're hoping to be at Mighty Hoopla as well, fingers crossed. Don't know if we are yet, but... Mm-hmm.
I'd love that. Be there for all the good tunes. I'd be like, I'll breathe fire in the morning.
I'm not.
And then let me party in the afternoon.
Like, what a cool job.
I know. It is great.
You must meet some really interesting people doing that as well.
Yeah. Some.
I feel like there's stories behind that. Yeah.
There was stuff behind those eyes.
Yeah, yeah. It's more the after parties at the tattoo conventions. There's some heavily, heavily, heavily tattooed people that I'm like, yeah, just whole face covered.
Whole face.
I'm like, I'm not sure how to speak to you.
You're like, I'm kind of scared, but also kind of turned on.
I'm kind of scared, but I can breathe fire, so bring it. That's how I'm
literally.
Bring it.
Yeah, I'm afraid of no one. So we're going to have to wrap up soon, but final question. Mm-hmm. Are you now single or are you with somebody or are we not allowed to know yet?
I might be, I might not be.
She's not at liberty to say.
You're not at liberty to say.
Who knows?
Watch the show and find out, or something happened after the show.
Watch every single episode.
Mm, it's a contestant. Yeah. Okay.
My shall do.
Brilliant. Well, it was so lovely talking to you, and hopefully we'll see you again at some point. But we're going to have to go to a very quick trail now, and then we have another lovely guest on the way. See you soon.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
FUBAR Radio presents
Dating Show.
Because I don't see a problem watching porn if you're in a relationship.
No, I don't either. No. I don't see
no, I don't see that as a massive deal. But if there is actually someone on the other end of there, is it then a bit dodgy?
Well, let's think. So say you're in bed with your beautiful partner and she gets out of bed at 2 a.m, leaves you in bed, you're laying there all cozy and happy. She goes into the bathroom and you hear her talking to another man and being sexually aroused over it. And I imagine masturbation. So if you'd walked in on her masturbating live with another guy, how would that make you feel?
Yeah, I'd be fucked off actually, I think.
Every Friday, FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Oh, yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you thought, I'm going to shave off 10 years.
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running round.
Except
like,
you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 90. Yeah, you'd be 90.
I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Politics Uncensored. Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing, "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn." What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary. It was an amazing experience and I was very pleased we did it. We wrote, the office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Every single one said it's really necessary for them to come.
The Dating Show.
I'm friends with a fair few exes and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
I think it depends what you class as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, you know, isn't that a bit weird?
Think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level of friend. You can be friends with someone. You can't be, like, best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio.
Hello, guys. You're back on FUBAR Radio with myself and Olivia.
Hello.
And we have a lovely guest. It is the gorgeous Brendan Barker from The Circle, the winner. Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I still can't believe it, honestly.
Oh, my God. You won $100,000. What? That is insane.
I know.
Do you want to lend me some?
Like, same reaction.
My bank account would love that.
Totally. What are you going to do with the money?
I am using it to help pay off my mom's house.
Oh,
that is so lovely. Is there going to be any money left over for you to do something nice for yourself?
Yes, I will have a bit left over, so that's good. I'll get to do something fun.
Oh, God.
You're nicer than me. I'd be like, sorry, Mom, I know. You're on your own, sister.
I'd be like, oh, it's already gone. I spent it while I was on the show on ASOS.
I bought a new car.
Yeah, literally. My whole new wardrobe would be costing that, I think. So how have things been since you won the show?
Oh, my gosh, they've been so amazing. So, like, everyone's been so nice. I'm almost like, I don't even know if I deserve
you
all
too.
The niceness.
You won. Oh, you won, though.
You did.
That's true.
From what we've seen and what we've heard, you did a bank of job at it.
Yeah. And you know what's more amazing as well? You won as a catfish. So you were actually, you went in as your friend Olivia.
Yeah.
She's beautiful, by the way. I've seen photos of her. She's gorgeous. So, you know, you would be like, I'm going to sail through this. But was it easy being a girl?
It was not easy. It was not easy at all. There at first, I was like, I'm going to get my butt kicked. Like, I'm definitely going down.
And you were having a bit of flirt with Kyle, I think, was it, on the show?
Yeah.
Was that weird, flirting with Kyle as yourself?
Oh my God, it was so weird because I'm sitting there in this hot tub, you know, fully exposed. And I'm like, hey, big guy, how's it going?
That must have been so fun, though. It's like playing dress up as a kid.
Yeah.
And kind of getting to embody that imagination that I feel that you lose when you grow up. So you must have had, I'd have had really good fun doing that.
Yeah.
You must have been like, hell yeah.
It definitely was fun. I think I also had a little champagne.
Oh,
so
yes.
So I was definitely like, I was in the zone.
That is how to do it. Do it in style. Did you find it isolating, being kind of in, is it apartments that you're in still? So did you find that isolating, being in this room and kind of having these, they're real relationships, but it's never a face-to-face. It's behind a screen and at the same time, you're also lying every time you speak.
Yeah.
So was it kind of like terrifying? I'm on my own. Mm. Everyone's going to suss me out. Like, did you ever feel isolated in that kind of way?
In your head.
Yeah.
Mm. I definitely felt anxious that people were going to like discover who I was. But honestly, like, I'm so good at entertaining myself. Like, I was doing some ridiculous things.
It drives you insane being in one of those situations, I think, when you're, like, alone. You will find anything to entertain yourself.
I mean, to be fair, I was talking to a stuffed hot dog.
There you go, exactly. But you know the way, like, you had to pretend to be a girl. Did you find it hard? Like, were you trying to use words that you thought girls would be using? And, like, were you overthinking emojis that you were using and stuff like that? Because if I was pretending to be a boy, I know I would be like, a boy wouldn't say that. That's very girly and stuff like that.
I feel like it'd be easier to pretend to be a girl as like a boy than it would to be
a boy.
I could not pretend to be a boy. I'd be like, how do men speak? I don't
know. If anybody brought up sport, I'd be like, sorry, what?
Football, and that's
right.
What I mean.
I mean, luckily, like, we didn't have any like serious, big subject, like girl talks, because I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a woman. Like, I could have never pulled it off if there would have been anything about, you know, like reproduction or anything like that.
God.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm not a girl.
Yeah. Oh my God. Imagine if one of the girls like messaged you and was like, oh, I'm on my period. So
I'd just
bad.
Be like, oh, same.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, same. It's so awful, isn't it? Pass the hot water bottle, girl. Like,
oh my gosh. The cramps are killing me.
Yeah. You got it down. I believe you. See, he's good.
And that respect. See, when you walked out and obviously faced everyone else and revealed that you were a catfish, how did that feel?
Oh, it was honestly, it was one of my favorite moments because I was so excited to like see Kyle's reaction when he found out I was a guy.
What was he like? Was he shocked or did he take it well?
Oh, Oh, he was so shocked, but he was such a gentleman about it. Good. Like, he literally, his face was like just jaw on the floor. And, but he was so sweet about it. He was like, I'm married, so don't worry.
Ah, wait, he was married and flirting and with you?
I know.
Somebody called his wife.
Dirty a dog. He deserved everything he got.
Yeah, too right. He was catfish.
Yeah, exactly. So were you nervous at any point that when you do reveal yourself that anybody might be upset with you or that you've hurt somebody's feelings?
I was a little nervous about it, but also I felt like I was so genuinely myself that I didn't feel like I really was mean or like I didn't really overly lie to anyone. So I kind of felt like if they're mad, like they're just mad because I made it.
Yeah. So did you use elements of your own life then? Like, because I suppose then it would be easier to keep up with the lie if you're actually not lying about your life, but just who you are as a person.
Yeah, so I definitely was, I ended up, I think I started trying to be Olivia and then I ended up just being me, like using her face, which made it a lot easier, which is why I excelled so much more after those first few episodes.
So yeah. Do you think though, you know, so did you choose to be Olivia? And then if you were basically yourself behind her face, do you not think you could have won as just you? Do you not think Brandon would have won?
I get that question a lot. I definitely think it was a possibility I could have won as myself. But I think being Olivia gave me another element. Like, I was able to flirt, you know? Like, I was able to kind of use that to my advantage as well. I don't know. I felt like, you know, being her was the best decision. I just wanted to try something different.
Yeah,
totally. I suppose touching on what Olivia said, like there is a thing called pretty privilege. I'm seeing it a lot on TikTok and people are saying pretty people get further in life and, you know, people trust them more when you have a pretty face. Do you think Olivia, being Olivia, helped in the initial stages before people got to know you? Do you think her pretty pictures and everything made people kind of just trust her a bit more?
I think it was her smile and stuff like that. I think Olivia comes off as so like just normal. She's gorgeous, but she's not threatening.
Yeah.
So I really think that's what it was. People are like, I see this really nice, like pretty girl and she just doesn't look like she's a threat.
Yeah. And have you stayed quite close with the cast after the show?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Oh my God, I love them so much.
Who are you closest to?
I'd have to say probably Cassie and maybe a big surprise, but Miles and Jordan.
Oh, nice. Do you all have a WhatsApp group?
No, so we have a giant text group. We have a giant group chat. We call it the circle chat.
I love it.
It must be so weird though, because you're like used to being behind these kind of like screens and then you are still, it's like, am I being catfished still?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know whether to trust them or not. I know. Who knows who you are?
If I was you.
It might not even be your number.
That's it. If I was you, I'd put my profile picture as Olivia in the chat.
Literally, just to mess with people's heads. And have you watched any of...
I will say in that chat, at least we are, it is all us for real.
Well, at least, well, you
at
think
least that you that's think
what, that's what you think.
That's true.
Have you watched any of the other series of The Circle? Because obviously since Netflix have bought it, it's an American series really now. But I love the UK version.
Yeah, obviously.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I need to watch it.
Oh my God, you need to watch it. It's so good. I think you're the second catfish to ever win.
Yeah.
And the last UK series, a girl won pretending to be her, I think it was her friend, and he was in the military.
I think I've seen this one, yeah.
And it was like insane. I was even surprised she won because I thought, was it Manrika, who now is on like TikTok? She's quite well known on TikTok. And I swear, I thought she had it in the bag to win.
Yeah.
And then that girl won as a catfish, and I remember being gutted.
It turned around.
And then it
so
kind
quick.
Of just disappeared from our screens. Yeah. Even though I was hooked on it.
I wonder if they're going to be working on a new one, because it is one of those binge worthy shows where you just get roped into it.
100%.
And it's almost like it's by chance. Do you think like having a game plan you can win? Because I know people go in with a game plan, but as the show goes on, I feel like that kind of falls by the wayside, and a lot of it is by chance.
Yeah, I think it's very, so I think there's a ton of strategy. And I also think like there is a slight bit of chance, because you're banking on the faith of other people. So you're like, you're banking on them actually trusting you. Mm. And that's the part that makes it like a little bit of luck, because if they don't actually trust you and they just tell you that, then you're not going to make it further.
And do you ever think back on it and reflect and go, oh my goodness, talking about chance, if this didn't happen the way, oh, sorry, I whacked my microphone, it's probably coming through your phone like that. Do you ever think back on it and go, if that didn't happen on that day, the way it happened, I would never have got to this point, and then I never would have won, and I wonder who would have won. I do that all the time. I look back on like Big Brother, and I go, if I left on this date, it's so weird that sometimes you kind of feel like chance and luck is on your side.
Yeah.
Or am I just delusional?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, they're rewatching it, I was like, oh my God, that's why I got to this point. And then it was just like, you kept seeing like, oh my God, if she wouldn't have done this for me, then, you know, this would have happened. So definitely rewatching, I'm like, wow, like the pieces just fell together perfectly. And I was able to have the right conversations to make those pieces land where they needed to.
Insane. It's amazing. It's so weird, isn't
it? It's so strange. Like, when you watch it back then, is there anything that you think, like, that you were shocked about seeing that you kind of forgot that happened while you were in the show?
Absolutely. So watching it back, I was like, wait, QT was trying to get me out the whole time?
Yeah. Are you like, I want vengeance then?
I was like, girl.
Are you just going to kick her out of the group chat now?
You did win. You've got the power.
Yeah,
you've
literally got
the power. But what? Speaking of QT, do you think that the kind of romance that she had with Miles is going to work on the outside world? Is it working?
I really hope it does. As of right now, it kind of seems like they're really kicking it off. So
woo!
I really hope it works, because they're both great, and I think they're fun for each other.
A showman's, we
showmans.
Love it.
We love
the
a showman's.
The nation loves a showman.
The problem is they rarely last. They last for the few months. If I'm going off Love Island, anyway, they last for the few months, and then when it all dies down, they move on.
I suppose it depends. Yeah. You get like the one in how many.
Yeah.
The one in how many last.
Stick.
Well, here's hoping.
Yeah. Here's hoping.
Brandon, you have to watch. As soon as you're off this, it looks like you're in work.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
So I'm actually at work right now.
Yeah, I'm like,
commitment. Is this lunch break? And he's like,
I'm like,
Bar Radio.
He's in scrubs, guys. I know you can't see because this is probably going to be a podcast, but he's in scrubs.
I am literally hiding in a closet at work in my scrubs talking to you. I was like, I can't miss this.
But I love
my God.
I literally love that you've just won the circle.
Yeah.
And there you are back in your scrubs, mucking in. He's paying off his mum's house.
There you go.
Someone send this guy to heaven.
Literally. Oh.
There's a place in heaven for people like you. I won't see you there. I'll be down burning in hell. But enjoy it. Have a cocktail for me.
I know. I would not be going back to work if I had just won like 100K. Fair play to you.
I know.
What do you...
I just feel... I just feel like, you know, like, yeah, it's amazing and stuff like that. I hope I get to do more. But also in the meantime, like, I still love helping people like this. So I don't know. It's like, for me, it's like, I love my job. I love entertaining people as well. Mm. So if I can do both, I'm going to try.
I love that.
Oh, that's so nice. But after work today, you have to watch.
Watch.
You have to watch. Yeah. Watch some of the UK Circle. You need to feedback your thoughts on it.
Yes,
because
definitely.
There was also the celebrity one. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch that?
And I don't think
Nadia
so.
Nadia from, is she from Loose Women?
Yeah.
And one of the other Loose Women were pretending to be kind of like a reality star called Gemma Collins. And they were sat in the apartment in caftans. It was iconic, honestly.
Oh my God, I love
I would
it.
Be intrigued to know your thoughts of whether you think UK versus US.
Which
circle.
Is better. Well, he's biased now. So you're probably going to say, obviously my season, it's the US.
Don't watch it as Brandon. Watch it as Olivia and give us your opinion based on the fact that you're not Brandon while you watch it. You are Olivia.
So I think they did it before in season 2 with Chloe. But I think they need to have more crossovers.
Yeah.
Like more crossover with, you know, maybe UK Circle and, you know, American
all
Circle.
All the winners. Like, all the winners. Yeah. Oh my that would goodness. Be a good one.
Like a champion an of champions.
An all-star
but then the
circle.
It would have to be so top secret. Yeah. And you couldn't know that it was champion of champions because then you would know straight away if someone's who's a catfish.
Who's who? Exactly it. Oh God!
We're all catfish, like, Brandon. What if we were all catfish?
Yeah. Oh, that would be great if everyone was catfish.
Sign me up.
You could be dogs and pets and stuff. That would be an easy way to like shield who it is.
Oh my goodness!
If you could do any other reality TV show in the world, what would it be?
Oh my gosh! Honestly, I love Big Brother so much. I think it would probably be Big Brother. I think that would be so much fun. Yeah.
You know, Olivia done Big Brother here in the UK.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was great.
Oh my God. Listen, girl, get them on. I'll come to the UK.
Yeah, you would love it. It was so much fun. Unfortunately, I wasn't as lucky as you. I came second and missed out on the money, though.
Second, so close as well.
Mm-hmm. You were right there. Oh my God, I think I would have fought somebody.
Listen, at the time I was just excited to make it that far. It's only now I'm like, damn it, where was that 100k? Man,
oh my God.
But it's fine, right? I'm just vibing. Yeah. And I'm chuffed for you. I can appreciate the fact that other people have 100k in their bank account.
She's not bitter at all.
Not
there's steam.
But
there's steam coming out of her ears.
After you finished paying off your mum's house, if you want to send some money to the UK for my new car, let me know.
I got you, girl. I got you.
And final question before we head away, Brandon. You're going to pay off your mom's house, which is lovely. What are you going to get for yourself? Are you going to go on holiday? Are you going to buy a car? You're going to send Olivia a car? What's the story?
I definitely think we're going to plan some kind of like friend vacation. So I'm thinking maybe beach house.
Wait, are you going to pay for all your friends to fly to the beach house?
I think I might. I think
that's too generous. That is too generous. Buy yourself some nice new holiday clothes and let them pay for their own flight.
Yeah, there you go.
Here's the deal. I'll pay for the house and they can pay for their transportation.
Right, that's fine. Just pick somewhere
meet
local.
Them in
they
the
get
middle.
A bus.
Exactly. Yeah. They can slum it.
Yeah.
You live the high life. That's you deserve it.
You earned it, fair and square.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, it was lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much,
thank
Brandon.
You.
Yes, you guys are amazing. I could talk to you all day.
Listen, we could gab for Britain on here.
Totally, totally. Lovely to meet you.
Bye.
Lovely to meet you. Bye.
Bye. God, he was so lovely.
So nice.
Isn't he?
A much nicer person than I am.
I know. Paying off his mother's house. His mother didn't have to do anything as she gets her mortgage paid off. That's great.
Lucky
that's
mum.
The kind of kids you want.
That is. She has raised an angel.
Angel. What would you do with 100k?
Well, see, what I would have done, right?
Mm.
I'd have put 50 away and
smart.
Kept 50 to play with.
Mm.
Car would have been first on the left. And I would have paid off my credit card bill.
Yeah. The thing is,
that's what everyone would do, wouldn't they?
I feel like, yeah, that's a good thing. I don't know if people would play with the, although maybe people would play with the 100. I feel like that's not even going to get you a house in London. That's the problem.
No, it's not. So that's why you may as well just play with it and have
just
fun.
Yeah.
I feel like if you win that amount, if you don't have some sort of fun, even if it's only 10k worth of fun, you have to have some sort of fun.
Literally.
I hope he does do the beach house. I hope he gets absolutely stinking drunk.
Yeah, totally.
Every night.
I know. His friends are probably going to be listening to this now going, yes, holiday for us.
How much are the flights? 250? Easy days.
Easy days, yeah. I mean, technically, would we be considered friends now? Because we were just chatting
where
to him
we
for
sign
a long...
up? He said we're fabulous, so if we're getting an invite to this beach house. I
literally
wish to make that happen.
I'm adding him on Instagram after this, and I'm going right to be now. Like, we're actually Instagram official now, so where's the beach house? Where's my invite?
Literally, I'm waiting. My flights are booked.
Yeah, definitely. Anyway, Olivia, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I've had the best night.
It's been fun, and hopefully we can do it again together.
100%. We'll just kick Bobby off forever.
Yeah, let's
It'll just be the blondes now. Sorry, Bob, you've been replaced.
Sorry, Bobby, if you ever hear this, it's the Blonde Babe Studio. All right, bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.
That was Access All Areas.